USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The presidential candidates, following up on their so-called chaotic debate on Tuesday night with campaign appearances yesterday, Joe Biden was in Pennsylvania as well as New Alexandria, Ohio, where he told the crowd of his opponent in November.
An entitled, self-serving president who inherited everything in his life and squandered it.
Meanwhile, President Trump told a rally in Duluth, Minnesota, that Joe Biden would turn the state into a refugee camp if he won the election. Late last night, President Trump signed a temporary spending bill to allow the federal government to keep operating through December 11th, the Senate passing the bill earlier Wednesday after the House passed it last week. It avoids the government shutdown that would have struck at midnight last night. And this is USA Radio News.
So there's this guy named Jordan, and he's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. But then he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage 4. And here's the thing. He had switched from medical insurance to MediShare, which is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. So the question for Jordan and his wife Jenny was, is this really going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. If you want to find out more, here's a number for you. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
A California wildfire has claimed another life.
My condolences go out to a fourth death that we've had as a result of this.
That's Shasta County Sheriff Eric Magrini. He says the latest victim of the Zog fire was someone who had been evacuated but died in a hospital suffering from significant burns that he suffered before he got out of his neighborhood. Another round of stimulus checks is coming once Congress and the Trump administration agree on a new coronavirus relief package. That's according to Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin, who says the direct payments to individuals will be similar to the $1,200 checks that were part of the CARES Act. A huge settlement coming to victims and families of the mass shooting on the Las Vegas Strip 3 years ago today as a judge has approved an $800 million settlement for more than 4,400 people directly impacted by the shooting that killed 58. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
There's Facebook news and Instagram news and WhatsApp, and, well, here's USA Radio's Wendy King to explain.
Facebook says it's combining Instagram with Facebook Messenger in the latest step to integrate the two platforms. Messenger replaced Instagram's old messaging service, Instagram Direct, a move that will allow users to send chat messages and share photos and videos between the two platforms. It's part of Facebook's bigger plans that would include the incorporation of WhatsApp into Facebook as well. Facebook said users will be able to communicate across apps seamlessly, watch videos together, customize emoji reactions, incorporate message controls, and easily forward content. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Twitter says it's taking down more than 100 accounts that it says originate in Iran that were trying to disrupt public conversation during Tuesday's presidential debate. Twitter noting the accounts had very low engagement and no real impact on the public conversation. And Apple is bringing more emojis to users, among those new ones, gender-neutral Santa Claus, a transgender pride flag, and both men and women in wedding dresses. Oh, emojis are fun, but you know you can find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.